then the mind, once you have access to that dimension, the mind becomes a beautiful tool, no longer a problem, because you are the presence. You are the aware, conscious presence in which your sense perceptions happen, in which the things that happen to you in your life happen. Things come, things go. It's always now, always a deep sense of beingness, of presence, in which things happen. So you know yourself as ultimately consciousness, which is formless, timeless, eternal. One could say it is the light of God, the light of the source, but the light is not separate from the source, just as the sunlight is not separate from the sun, ultimately. It is an extension of the sun. One could almost say we still live within the field of the sun. In the same way, we could say consciousness is formless and timeless. Then out of it, forms come, are born. And the first form that is born will be a thought. And then it subsides again. And consciousness remains. And a sense perception happens. Now, if you can sense that while you go about your life, interact with people, perceive things, have experiences, play with things, if you can not lose yourself in the world of form, which is thought, which is emotion, which is the entire sense-perceived world around you, which has such pull. Give me your attention. The world says, this matters, that matters. Give me all your attention. And it pulls you in, and every thought pulls you in, because ultimately the world, the human world, is the world of thought. Every thought pulls you in and says, think about this. This matter is so important. What am I going to do tomorrow? This is going, what am I going to? Nothing. It's not here now. But that's how thought operates. And it pulls you in. It's easy to lose oneself in the world, which is ultimately the world of things, the world of form. Not only things on a conventional level of things, and that's enough. How many people's lives, especially in the highly developed countries, how many people's lives are almost completely consumed by things? One thing after another to worry about. It's so complex. Every person has this, so many things in my life that I need to give attention. I'm not saying don't do it anymore, but don't lose yourself in the world of things. Easy. First, things on one level is possessions. Things on another level is situations and circumstances in your life. Things on another level is all the thoughts that go through your mind. Are they also things? Yes, they are form. Forms that consciousness takes. And it's very easy to lose yourself completely in that, become totally identified with that. And this is how people live. It's a dreadful way to live. One damn thing after another. For many people, that is how they experience their life. Why can't life leave me alone? One damn thing after another was Churchill's definition of history. And of course he was right. It's both human history is one damn thing after another, And every individual life is one damn thing after another. It doesn't have to be like that. But it's these things, the world of form, that is, has an enormous pull. A gravity, one could almost say, a gravitational pull. And so you could easily just start thinking about, if you have investments, you can notice it when you start thinking about the stock market, how it pulls you in. And you can, and how it pulled you in when it lost so much not long ago. How that, if you were unlucky enough to have things there. But wherever your things are, they'll pull you in.